The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ed Funston of KILR Radio in Estherville and Mike Hohenbrink of the Kalmar Courier. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, I guess first your reaction to the Trump administration's decision to end the joint military exercises with South Korea, and maybe any opinions you have as far as what transpired at the summit last week in Vietnam?
I'm disappointed that there wasn't an agreement with North Korea, but I'm happy that since there couldn't be one that would be far-reaching, I'm happy that the president had the strength to walk away from the table and feel he still accomplished something. And then later on, I heard Kim Jong-un expressing that there would be another meeting. So I wish there had been an agreement, but short of an agreement, I think things were handled appropriately. Then on the first question, about the military maneuvers. If it's a military decision to not have the maneuvers, I will agree with it. If it's a political decision by our commander-in-chief, without consulting the military, I would question whether or not it's the right move. Let's go to Mike.
The tax extenders bill, what are the prospects?
The prospects of getting it through the United States Senate are good, but under the Constitution, we can't initiate tax bills. So we have to wait for the House of Representatives to pass a tax bill for us to be able to move our bill. I've talked to the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. It seems to me he's favorable to a two-year extension of each one of the 26 tax extenders, including biodiesel, the one I'm most interested in. But I don't see a vehicle coming yet. Two possibilities. One would be an appropriation bill that would be used for natural disasters like the terrible forest fires in California, or now like last night, 23 people being killed in hurricane or tornadoes in Alabama, because we could put a tax bill on a bill like that. And then the other one would be for a bill dealing with retirement savings. It's possible that extenders could be put on that. But you'll never get an extenders bill passed just by itself, because once you get a tax bill on the Senate floor, everybody's going to try to amend their favorite tax issue to it, whether it's raising taxes or lowering taxes.
And I follow.
Follow-up. Go ahead.
No, sorry.
Ed, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Rand Paul came out yesterday, I believe, said he would vote for a resolution to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall on the southern border. How do you feel about the issue, and how do you plan to vote?
Last week, I said I was leaning to vote no, in other words, against the resolution of disapproval. I'm still in that frame of mind, a little more progressive, progressing along to that point of view, but also to remember that there are some people, mostly Republican, trying to work out an alternative approach. So I want to reserve judgment until I see if there's some alternative approach coming up. Mike?
Senator, what are the prospects for avoiding another shutdown in the near future?
I would hate to, you can understand why I hate to respond to that, except to remind you that I learned a lesson the hard way in 1995 when I thought it was smart to shut down the government to get whatever you want to use to leverage something else. But But I found out it costs money to shut down government, costs money to open up government. Government's supposed to be a service, and you can't service the people. And then even after doing all that, we didn't get what we wanted by shutting down the government. So I don't believe we should ever shut down government. Then I would say that I'm a co-sponsor of a bill with Senator Portman of Ohio that would have what we call an automatic continuing resolution, so that if that were the law, you get up to September 30th and all the appropriation bills haven't passed, you would have government not shutting down but continuing to function under the previous year's level of expenditure until you got the appropriation bills passed. That's what I'm advocating now. Ed?
Senator, you and some of your colleagues have introduced a measure called Singh's Law. Can you explain what that it would do and why you support it?
Yeah, there was a person killed by an illegal alien, and it's going to make sure that under certain circumstances that we're going to apprehend and be able to get that person out of the country much faster. It's also going to hopefully put us in a situation where we're not going to let people that are criminal elements into the country in the first place. Mike?
Senator, what is the status of Cedar Rapids flood relief?
Before I answer that, let me go back to Mike, because I want to emphasize that the name Singh comes as a result of a person who was murdered under those circumstances. Then Ed, or Mike, as far as I know, we're in a situation where the money at what is it, 105 billion or million, or is it whatever the number is, it may only be 70 million, but whatever it is, that money, as far as I know, is ready to be spent just as soon as construction can begin. Let's see. Ed?
Senator, I was wondering if you had a chance to see Michael Cohen's testimony last week and if you had any reaction to it.
Yeah. I wasn't able to see it for the 6 or 7 hours he was on the tube, because it was the very same time that I was in session or doing things as a senator that I have to do every day. But I did see a lot of rerun of it on television, and I think I would only answer your question this way. He lied to Congress before. He's going to prison for lying, and I don't think he's a credible witness. And Mike, you have the last question.
Sure. Senator, what is your current evaluation of how tax season?
Oh, I think you're asking your question because you're hearing from a lot of Democrats that are saying because people are getting a lower or a lesser refund than they got the previous year, that Republicans raised your taxes. They didn't decrease your taxes. Well, how stupid of an argument could you make? Because you don't look at this year's refund compared to last year's. You look at the bottom line of the form you're filing this year with the bottom line for last year. And if your taxes went down this year filing, you got a tax cut. If they went up, you got a tax increase. 90% of middle-income Americans are going to get a tax cut as a result of our tax bill. For the average Iowan with two earners in their family making about, I think it's $70,000, it'd be about a $2,000 tax cut. So I hope as a journalist, in fact, I'm not telling you this, Mike, just because you're a journalist and I'm talking to you. I said this to several people out here in Washington, D.C. just last week. as a journalist, you ought to be educating the people how stupid it is to compare this year's tax refund with last year's and determine whether you got a tax cut or tax increase. But it's the bottom line of the two tax forms I just spoke about.
Thank you, Ed and Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.